Wishing you had a green thumb or want to learn more about sustainable gardening outdoors and in? Expert green divas and dude gardeners share tips for everything from composting to growing herbs in your kitchen. Listen to the Green Divas Green Thumb for low-stress gardening tips. Well, it's that time of the month again. And no, I'm not talking about that, people. I'm talking about gardening. Yay. Hi, Allie's on with us. Allie Hoffman, how are you?
Hi, Meg. Great. A little bit warm here, but otherwise fine.
Yeah, a little warm here, too. So Allie's been, throughout this season, doing in the beginning of the month, like what we need to do for, so this one, now we're talking about July. So tell us what we need to be thinking about in our gardens this July.
Well, in July, I'm going to first recommend that you take it easy.
I like it.
Because you don't want to get overheated. And so you want to be careful that you wear your sunscreen and you don't go out and work in the middle of the day.
Right.
And so that's the most important thing. And the other thing is you need to keep yourself watered while you are watering your plants. And water is a big thing that you're going to be doing in July, which
okay.
is kind of refreshing. You want to make sure your vegetable gardens get 1 inch of water every week,
okay.
which you can measure by putting a tin can out. And after your sprinklers hit 1 inch in the can, then you'll know you've watered an inch.
Well, that's a good idea. I've never thought of that.
But one inch a week. So you don't want to go out and sprinkle a little bit every morning. You want to give it a nice solid watering once a week. That will work also for your annuals. And if it rains, you obviously don't need to rain to water.
Right.
You want to keep your trees and shrubs watered through the summer, especially those that were planted in the recent 1 or 2 years.
Right.
Your containers, though, you need to water every day.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing you're going to be doing in July is weeding, because you want to keep all of your weed seeds down. This is when they're all going to seed.
Okay.
But the most fun thing you get to do is seriously harvest things out of your garden.
Yes.
So this month we're going to be harvesting, and the more you harvest, the more you're going to get in most cases. So you want to pick your cucumbers, pick your early tomatoes, pick your sweet corn. Of course, that won't get you any more corn, but at least you'll have that corn. And your summer squashes, I like to pick mine when they're just babies.
Right.
Part of the fun of having a garden like that. And, of course, there's about 20 other things I could tell you. If you planted them, you can harvest them.
Right.
Those are the most important things to do this month.
Oh, I love it. And I think I mentioned before, I found a book years ago called The Lazy Gardener, and I loved it's a funny book, but it really does give you ways to, you know, basically be lazy. And July sort of is the lazy month, you know, it's just about keeping everybody watered and the weeds down, right?
You don't want to be planting trees and shrubs.
No.
And even perennials, it's not really the month for that. It's the month for harvesting and keeping things groomed that are already there.
Right, deadheading.
And, you know, That's right. And staking things that are growing sky high.
Oh,
and
yep.
sitting in the hammock with an IC.
I love it. And I found that for some reason years ago I had learned that in general it's better to water in the morning if you're going to water, or water later in the afternoon, but not midday necessarily.
That's right. They say that the water can actually act like a magnifying glass.
Yeah, and
they
burn.
Pulls the leaves.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's true or not, but it does. You lose a lot in transpiration, so you really don't want to water in the middle of the day. And you don't want to water too late at night, because you don't want the plants to be wet going into the evening, or you can invite mildew to come to your house.
I would
stay away from that. But early in the morning is great.
Right.
And hand watering is really the best way to do it, because you don't want to be watering everything at the same rate indiscriminately, because you'll rot some things.
Yeah, I got my purple watering can. I have for all the stuff on the deck. And I have to tell you, I didn't realize how many things I could grow on my deck. I have eggplants that are like beautiful eggplant plants. I've got lots of lettuce, all kinds of things. I also have peppers. I have all kinds of peppers.
Oh, and, how wonderful.
And tomatoes.
Sounds like a nice grilling opportunity with all those yummy vegetables.
Well, you know, between the salsa, I've got all kinds of herbs and lettuces and basil, too. So I forget what I was going to say. I'm just amazed at how everything's growing. I was going to say I have a hose system that my husband made for the deck. But I have this other garden with a bunch of flowers down below. It's hard to describe. So I just fill up my little pink watering can. It's very Green Diva. And I walk,
very Green Diva, yeah.
Walk down and do my flowers with my pink watering can. I
hope you're wearing a hat when you're doing that.
Yeah, I usually have a hat on. Yeah, you're right.
That's good.
I know, someone's got to capture that one.
We're going to have to get the Green Diva logo hat, gardening hats going.
Oh, that's such a good idea. You're so smart.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for, giving us permission to be relaxed and enjoy our gardens a little bit more this July. And we'll talk to you again, I'm sure, in early August, right?
That's right. Enjoy.
Thanks so much, Allie.
Okay.
Inspired to grow more organic stuff? We are. To learn more about this Green Diva's Green Thumb episode and all kinds of other great green information, visit thegreendivas.com. That's THE, greendivas.com.